This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first rite of the Noble Quran is to recite it on a daily basis. It ought to be part of our daily routine, where every day we take out the Book of Allah and we recite from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is complaining to Allah. And he says that, Oh my Allah, Oh my Lord, my nation has forsaken the book. My nation has ignored the book. My nation has left the book. Now, there's two meanings to this verse. The one applies to the non-believers. Mahjura would mean hajra, which means that the non-believers do not give any importance to the Book of Allah because they don't see it as a book of worthy. Hajran also refers to in Arabic as nonsensical. Na'udhu billah min thalik. So they say, the Nabi of Allah is saying that, O Allah, my nation, the non-believers, are not following the book because they don't see it as important. And if this verse in its general connotation means the believers, the Muslims, then it will refer to mahjuran means matruka. That, O Allah, my nation has left the book of Allah, meaning they don't recite it, they don't listen to it, nor do they draw lessons from it, nor do they practice it. So this is the plea of the Quran itself. That's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the nation is not reading me, O Allah. So this book impresses upon us that the first rite of book, Kitabullah, is that every day we should read from it, not just the month of Ramadan. Just as food and drink is essential for our survival, the tilawah of the Noble Quran and the teachings of the Quran is equally vital for the spiritual nourishment of our soul. Just as a car cannot move without petrol or diesel or without fuel, likewise the soul cannot function optimally without the nourishment that it receives from the tilawah of the Quran. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Allah says, those whom we have given the book of Allah, meaning the Quran, they recite the Quran as it ought to be recited. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ Allah says, these are the true believers. So it's a point of reflection for myself and everyone that what is my relationship with the Quran? You only neglect an item or a book or something or someone in your life when you no longer show importance to them. So when last did I pick up the book of Allah? That tells me the importance of the Quran in my life. How often do I read the book of Allah? That tells me of the importance of the book of Allah in my life. There were Sahaba who used to complete the Quran on a daily basis. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan used to complete one complete Quran every day. Subhanallah. So we need to build a rapport with the Quran. We also need to recite the Quran every day. No day should go by without us looking into the Quran. Allahu Akbar. It's not possible for a believer to pass his day without looking into the book of Allah. May Allah bless us all.